the high priestess.
On the earth plane, there are both negative and positive forces, material and spiritual values. Within the high priestess, man can learn to face all that may oppose him in realizing this eternal balance of energies. He must learn to balance his emotions and desires and direct his thoughts to his higher consciousness. And I was thinking, the high priestess is the moon. And then I was like, the mind, you got, you know, the fool. Then you got the mind, and Mercury is the messenger of God and closest to God. And then
the winged messenger, right? The winged messenger.
Yeah. And then you got the high priestess, who represents the moon and the emotional body. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, you got the soul, and the baby is sitting in a sack of fluid.
And embryonic, or whatever that's called.
Yeah. But that would be equivalent.
Embryonic
fluid. That would be equivalent to the water. You got the soul, got the mind, and then you got the emotions. As a soul, you need, you know, the ability to communicate and all of that. And then to be able to use the four elements that was provided on the earthly plane. And then the soul needs to be able to, when it comes to solely lessons, you're only going to learn through emotions in a way. All right, you gotta feel the pain. You gotta feel love. You gotta, you know,
experience.
Yeah. And then the next card, the Empress. It says, "Man's blessings are plentiful. God's gifts are abundant. A man must endeavor to acknowledge and give thanks to the source of his rich inheritance. The reward of earthly labor is achieved in heaven." Man must learn that his status in this world is only temporary, and by the way he conducts his life here is measured by the eternal growth of his soul. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, the Empress is Venus, and Venus rules the five senses. And so the soul, you got the soul consciousness being coming down to earth to learn to work the four elements, giving some emotions, and then you got to be able to feel access to the body, the eyes, sight, taste, hearing, which is Venus, right?
Smell, touch.
Yeah. All of that is ruled by Venus. So, hey, here's some emotions so you can feel. Here's access to the body's radar to the outside world.
It sort of becomes tangible instead of abstract.
Could the five senses be equivalent to the Doppler radar or something? To the outside world, to be able to scan and the five senses is equivalent to the Mars rover. What I mean by that, because the Mars rover, what is it doing? It has access to ability to take soil samples and take temperatures. And
it's accumulating and gathering all kinds of information.
Yeah, and about the atmosphere of Mars, and it's sending those signals back to Earth to give us the impression and let us know what it's like, could be like the environment of Mars is like. And so that's equivalent, the Mars rover is equivalent to the five senses in the body. Because the five senses sends the signals back to the brain and all that. Hey, I see trees, I see danger, I see, you know, I hear sirens, I hear, that means the environment is whatever. I hear gunshots. I better duck.
here in Philadelphia, run or duck. Run or duck, or you're getting shot, probably.
Yeah. All right. So now we come down. We got access to the mind. We got access to the emotions, and now we got access to the five senses in the body. What's the next card? The Emperor, right?
So those life path force.
As man obeys the laws of God, he must also recognize these laws in his fellow man. He who has chosen humility in his life must not envy others. Man must learn to respect leadership and authority, and raising his thoughts to the supreme force must learn to act in a kingly manner, just as an earthly ruler acknowledge a higher authority. And I was thinking about that. And what's the Emperor? The Emperor is Aries. Right? And now, Aries the warrior. And now, the soul is equipped with all the tools that he needs to be able to face the world. Now, go out there, young soldier, and be that warrior to, you know what I mean? To face the world.
And also with that emperor, you're going to have order, structure, boundaries, discipline, law, order. Well, I said order in the beginning, but yeah.
Mm.
It's rulership. Dominance, that emperor card.
All right. Then, what's the next card?
Hierophant.
The Hierophant. The Church of God on earth must prosper. A man must contribute his efforts toward his goal. He must defend openly what he believes and oppose that which offends his conscience. This is only one truth, and man must live by it, freeing himself from anything that turns him from the will of God. When I was thinking about that, and this is Taurus, fixed earth. And it has to do with traditions and stuff like that, right? And before the soul goes out and try to battle the world, we have to be handed, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, traditions. You know, customs. And are you going to hold on and fight for them customs? Fight those customs? Or are you going to break free? Any thoughts?
It's about rules and society. If you're going to abide by that structure or subset or sit out on your own.
Yeah, and that would be equivalent to some... the Hierophant in reverse. Are you going to be the, you know, the person who...
the system.
Yeah. Are you going to go with the system, or are you going to buck the system?
Buck the system and law enforcement at the same time.
All right. And you think about that, it's fixed earth. Fixed earth. bull. I'm not moving. I'm holding this position.
Standing my ground.
Hey. Some people get killed for standing their ground. They got lost. Now for staying your ground.
Yep.
You can stand your ground. Kill somebody and go home.
Those bulls try to be like a lion sometimes. I've heard some people say that. But the Taurus want to be like the Leo. I don't blame them.
Yeah, when I couldn't remember what the Five of Pentacles looked like. What am I on? The Hierophant? Hierophant looks like this.
Yep.
The next card is the Lover's card. And as the soul progresses on earth, it is presented with many choices. Man is held responsible for the choices he makes. If difficulties arise, he must listen to his inner voice, which will direct him to higher guidance. His destiny lies before him, but he always has the free will to make his own choices. As he reaches maturity of mind and body, he must understand whatever he sows, he will reap. And the Lover's card. You reap what you sow. And I remember talking about, I remember saying one time, or I say sometimes that, but it's real triggering. Hey, look around you. Look at your house. Look at what I want you, everybody to stop. Look around. What you got, what you don't have, can be directly traced back to your life choices. Some people, that's hard to swallow. But
do you know why?
They don't want to be accountable for their choices.
You got it. You are 100% correct. That forces them to be accountable. So that Lover's card about choices, decisions, and values, representing Gemini ruled by Mercury.
Correct. It's a Gemini card. And,
there's duality with that as well.
Yeah.
They can become conflicted.
Yeah. And then on the card too, it'd be showing, that's kind of like Adam and Eve, right? And you got the tree of life versus the other tree of, could we say that's the vices over virtues choices?
Yeah, there's deeper things with that card, but I don't want to get into it. I'll just say the trees behind there, you can count things on the trees. There's reasons for that.
And then
we didn't get to our recording yet to go through everything. I'm waiting for something.
Maybe we're doing it right now.
More in depth, card by card. I got you.
All right. The Chariot. Another lesson to be learned is that of control. Man must adapt himself to the laws of men as well as to those of God. He must learn to be in command of his emotions and not allow them to rule his life. He must understand that he is a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. And I found this interesting because I know the Chariot represents Cancer, and Cancer is ruled by the moon. And Cancer also has something about the family. And if you go to the card before with vices over virtues and choices and all of that, so a lot of that comes from the foundation and lessons and stuff that we get from our family. Any thoughts on the Chariot?
Yeah, it wants you to go beyond limited thinking to achieve success.
Go beyond limited thinking to achieve success.
Because you're combining mental knowledge with that of your heart and spirit. Because that Chariot is about success and emotion, as you had pointed out, it's ruled by the moon, representative of Cancer.
You said the Chariot represents, the Chariot, looked like somebody coming in back from, coming back from battle and stuff like that, right? And I did say the Chariot is Cancer. Could we say that the family you're born in actually can determine, have a strong outcome on, or determination on your success?
Definitely. Some people are born with a silver spoon, raised that way. Generational wealth, trust fund babies.
Yeah.
Terms that people are familiar with, which sort of dictates the path which you will follow for the majority of people in that.
What about the attitude of the family? The mindset of the family.
That mindset.
You think that could determine success?
You have tradition to uphold. You have reputation to uphold as well. So there's sort of ideals or laws that you're bound by in that family.
And we did say emotions. So the emotional connection that you have to family.
You don't want that to lead to disappointment or any kind of being ostracized either through violations or infractions or insubordination of a subset of rules by parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles when you involve money or some kind of dynasty or something. When you integrate that into the equation.
Which makes the next card even interesting, which is the Strength. True strength is spiritual, not physical. A man must learn to use the strength of spirit to sustain himself in times of trouble, to lift himself above worldly turmoil. Man must realize that he is never alone with his doubts and fears, and that heavenly comfort can be his if he only reach up for it. And the Strength card is Leo, and it's ruled by, Leo's ruled by the sun. Solar energy. And like you already said, what you said on the card, that's the only card that has the other infinity sign.
Yep, the Lemnis gate above the head. And the only other card that has that is the Magician card.
What's that represent?
Yeah, it's a symbol for infinity that people affiliate that with power and wisdom and balance as well.
You said wisdom.
Mastery.
Yeah.
Mastery.
And then this when it comes to strength, it said spiritual strength. And so, which I forgot you reminded me, it sparked another thought, right? Which that is the two signs that only have that. And I, Mercury and the strength, right? Mercury is the messenger of God. It has to do with the mind and strength. And it says true strength comes, is spiritual, not physical. Which means you, the strength comes, you got to tap into your higher self, for lack of a better word, to find its strength.
There's a word you could use.
What's that?
Super conscious.
I go with that.
Conscious, subconscious, and super conscious. Mm. Most people only talk about conscious and subconscious. Super conscious is on a whole other level.
Would that be equivalent to id, ego, and super ego with in psychology?
Yes. And if you think about with that strength card, you've heard people talk about drawing on your internal strength to overcome obstacles. Like deep down inside, to overcome something in front of you. And that's reminiscent or illustrative of that card with more internal strength over physical, internal over external, with power or force or strength, which is that card. Another word that's synonymous with that card and the meaning is resilience.
Resilience?
Yep. When you're faced with a challenge and you have to look internally to surpass that, you have to be resilient. When maybe you feel like giving up, but you get that strength and people say, I don't know where it came from. I don't know how I got out of that situation. And that's drawing, harnessing everything you have into fruition to move forward.
You know what's interesting about that? You say you got to go inside. And if you think about the next card, what's the next card? The Hermit.
The Hermit, yeah.
As man progresses spiritually, he realizes that God never turns away from him. He is never alone. And his most secret deeds and thoughts cannot be hidden. Therefore, it is important for him to examine his motives carefully. In times of loneliness and despair, when all seems dark, he needs only raise his vision to see the Christ light pointing the way. And you got the lantern, right? And you talked about becoming a, going inside. So to go inside, you need to be a hermit for a minute, right?
Two things, sugar card.
All right.
Be still and be silent. And when most people do those things, they actually indulge in meditation. And that's symbolic of that hermit card. Because answers or resolutions that you seek come from within. And to be able to acquire or tap into the insider information, you have to go into that meditative state, which would require you to withdraw from the noise around you with people, the environment, or the world, and you sort of hibernate or go into that hermit state so that you can surpass and become enlightened.
Then, the next card is...
by the way, Hermit represents Virgo.
Oh, yeah. Some would say the best sign out there.
That's interesting because the card we just did before that was the Strength. And I've heard people say that that was the best card and sign out there for that. I think you said Leo, if I recollect correctly. Yeah. Talking about the layoff.
Yeah, but.
So Andrew, I've heard that on my end and in my circles.
Oh, so you heard. So you heard Leo's the best sign? And it's funny, I heard Virgo was the best sign, but hey. Funny. I guess we all are on two different ends, huh?
Some of us are on the right end, some of us are on the wrong end. But when we go in to go back to that hermit card,
mm-hmm.
when we go to that Virgo represented by Mercury, with Virgo, it's analytical.
And to go inside, you need to analyze analytical skills.
Yes, that's what I was tying that together with. Yeah, with the Virgo being analytical and observant, and they also have an ability to compartmentalize things and information, and it's a different subset when you get to that. So really, to excel with that, when you think about that hermit representing the Virgo with that analytical mindset and skill set, you really can come to conclusions when you withdraw inside of yourself.
Yeah. So
it's pretty deep, that card.
Well, some would say Virgos are pretty deep. Some would say.
I've heard that. I've also heard you should wear boots around them because it gets pretty deep when I start talking.
The next card is the Wheel of Fortune. Life is like a wheel. When man is up, the only way to go is down. And when he's down, he can be sure that he will eventually go up again. Nothing in this life is stable and permanent. Man must learn to accept the challenges, and the blessings for both are important to his soul's growth. And it talked about soul's growth. And Wheel of Fortune happens to be Jupiter. And Jupiter is all about growth and expansion. Right, and so as you go through your trials and tribulations and you have to retreat, remember, if you the person that's down, there's only one way left to go, which is up. And if you that person that's up, remember, there's only one way for you to go left. And that's down. And which brings in the statement of, what's that saying? Be kind to the people on your way up, because that's the same people you're going to see on your way back down.
Right on. I think it ebbs and flows with that card. Ups and downs. Cyclical. Stock market comes to mind. But even with life, ups and downs, highs and lows, all of those words are synonymous with that card. It should make you think about, remember where you came from. Some people reach a status or a plateau and they forget their roots or their upbringing. And they weren't always there and what it took to get there. And that could be taken away from you, which would bring you right back down to reality.
Just some other.
Sometimes you're at the top, but then sometimes you'd be down at that bottom as well. So it can sort of have you learn about gratitude.
Also, you have a angel, a eagle, a bull, and a lion in the corners. That represents the four fixed signs, which would be Aquarius, Scorpio, Taurus, and Leo. You said, where Scorpio, the high vibration of Scorpio is an eagle, not a scorpion. And the other note, the words in the middle say tarot, but if you spell them backwards, it says Torah. And what is the Torah? I think a few people out here have heard of the Torah before.
And if I recollect correctly, it's read from right to left.
Yeah. Do you look at the Wheel of Fortune as a karma card? The next card is the Justice card. Justice is the voice of man's conscience. He must learn to obey it in order to maintain his inner balance. The higher consciousness of man directs his action, and if it's ignored, man loses his spiritual equilibrium. This causes chaos in life and harm to himself and his loved ones. Spiritual equilibrium. And justice is Libra. I know how much you love the Libras out here. Oh. And if you look at the card, you know, she got the balance in one hand, and you have the sword in the other hand. Hey, I'm gonna be fair, but if you found guilty, off with your head.
And in the middle of that word justice, you have the word just.
All right.
And you see her sitting there between two pillars, one on the left, one on the right. And those pillars are also seen in the High Priestess and the Hierophant.
Aren't those pillars? Go ahead.
That sword being raised is in defense of justice. And it's pointing upward, indicating victory.
Hmm.
And it also is indicative of action, which conveys that it can destroy as well as build.
Justice can destroy as well as build?
A sword. Okay.
Oh.
It's a double-edged sword.
Hmm. What is blind justice? Right after the Wheel of Fortune. Hmm.
There's a lot more going on with that card also.
are you hoarding information?
Some people have accused me of doing that on numerous occasions, and they normally laugh after they throw that accusation out there.
The next card after Justice is the Hangman. In order to progress spiritually, man must curtail his pursuit of material gain. As he develops in maturity, he should take time to reflect on his past life and submit his future to God. It is difficult to change direction when man has devoted too much of his life to materiality. It is difficult to change direction when a man has devoted too much of his life to material. But it is at this point that he should have the courage to surrender his material needs to higher consciousness and redirect his steps to God. And the Hangman is Neptune. And Neptune has to do with illusions and dreams and vastness and spirituality. Neptune, modern speaking, is the ruler of Pisces, which is more of a spiritual sign. Traditionally speaking, Jupiter is the ruler of Pisces. It's the feminine domicile of Jupiter, but modern Neptune rules Pisces and would be connected to the 12th house, astrologically speaking. What came to mind with this is, in the beginning, being on Earth, is all physical. It's all about material. It's all about material. In order to progress spiritually, we must release the gain, the pursuit of material. But we kind of taught the pursuit of happiness is getting comfort.
That card is illustrative of conquering material objects.
Could I say conquering the desires of the material plane?
A word affiliated with the card is temptation. A temptation of the physical with material items, with that letting go that you were talking about. It's self-surrender, which leads to transformation.
Mm. Well, self-surrender and transformation is interesting that you bring them words up, because the very next card is death. Man has made death another word for fear. But death is not the end. It's transition from one plane of existence to another. Physical death is the rebirth of the soul into another phase of existence on the journey back to God. If man will allow his ego to die on the earthly plane and experience the transformation of his higher self, he will lose his fear of bodily death and come to accept it as a natural part of his progression. And if we're talking about our connection to the material plane, to progress more spiritually, you have to, there's things that's going to have to undergo a death. And the death card is Scorpio. And I always say that the life lesson of Scorpio is learning how to let go of stuff. Let go of the, you know, hurts, pains, you know, grudges, all of that. And so, if I go back, hey, we're going to go through some stuff. You're going to need strength. To have that strength, you got to retreat inside yourself, Virgo. Right?
Yes.
You may be at a low point and realize that, hey, the world does what goes around comes around, and you don't have to go out here and act on your own. Justice will prevail. Martin Luther King once said, the arc of justice bends long, but it bends towards justice. The arc of justice is long, but it bends towards justice. Meaning, justice will prevail. It may not come as quick as you like it.
Many people lack patience, so they don't see it when it happens. And with that death card, letting go was something you spoke about. Another word is detachment that comes to mind with that card, because it's a transformation. Another word for that would be rebirth. That things move on and carry on with that death card. It's one of the most misunderstood cards in the tarot deck. And it's not necessarily about a physical death. It's things with being cyclical. And you brought up something, I was just speaking about this the other day, letting go of grudges. Because that weighs you down. It's oppression. It's mental anguish that weighs you down psychologically and emotionally. And that prohibits you from growing and evolving, because you're harboring these feelings of resentment or anger from incidents or people that you were subjected to in the past that resulted in a traumatic event happening to you, and you haven't released that. And when you release, you let go. Like you're able to breathe again, and things coming to an end is another thing that card illustrates. And when that comes out in a reading, so many people think that they're dying. There's a lot of things on that card as well.
And so we go through some stuff. We sit around and wait for the wheel of fortune and justice to prevail. But as we waiting for justice, it's like we out here hanging on a limb. And you, as you're hanging on this limb, thinking you out here, you reaching for a higher spiritual purpose, or you have to undergo a death and regeneration, Scorpio, letting go of things and people and situations. And you said a word, which brings the next card up, which is, you know, people lack patience. And the next card is temperance. And I know temperance has to do with patience, right? And temperance is when a man is able to allow his higher consciousness to flow freely into his conscious thoughts, he will experience the beauty of order and harmony in his life. He must learn to be moderate in all things in order to maintain his tranquility. The will of God becomes his own will, and he sees the glory of God in every living thing. And I know temperance is Sagittarius. Sagittarius is actually ruled by Jupiter. And it said, learn to moderate. And Jupiter likes to blow things up. All right. Learn to moderate, which goes to patience. All right. Moderate your ambitious desires to sit down and take the time to learn something.
That's interesting. You said that earlier. You were talking about Jupiter representing growth and expansion. Would you say through growth and expansion, you're able to acquire wisdom?
Yes, another Jupiter word.
Which would touch on what you just said about learning something. That's what that came to mind with that wisdom.
And Sagittarius has to do with higher learning. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that reminds me. Higher learning, and this mentions higher consciousness. Allow his higher consciousness to fall freely into his conscious thoughts. Be honest with your mental. I thought about you reading this part with you and No Name, as far as to have patience and all of that. You need to be able to tap into your higher self for guidance.
To touch on that, if you hold that card up, that is an illustration of the Archangel Michael, who was related to fire and sun. And you see that he's pouring the essence of life from the silver cup of the subconscious into the golden cup of the conscious, which is from the unseen into the seen and then back again, which touches on what you were just speaking about.
As the water being the flow of knowledge or wisdom coming down from above down to you on below.
Correct.
To develop that, what does it take, you think, to develop that?
So that's subconscious to the conscious. That's what that illustrator. It's taken super conscious, the level above all that, which is real deep. Kicking back to that hermit card, illustrative of meditation was a word that I said, and because that represented a Virgo, meaning analytical and looking within yourself, raising yourself to a higher level. People ascend when they go into a meditative state to acquire information from another dimension or another plateau. So it's ascending to that level to be able to acquire that knowledge or information.
Well, 2 years.
And that temperance card is all about moderation, as you said. That really is synonymous with that card. It's mastering moderation. Temperance is mastering moderation. It's not an uneven keel one way or the other, unbalanced. It's actually mastery of it, where you're in control.
Mastering moderation. I like that. Mastering moderation.
When you master moderation, you promote peace and patience with that card.
Mm.
Go with the flow of things instead of trying to force things to occur. Free flowing. Like if you look at that from the chalice to the chalice.
Well, you said, 2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say an MC rhyme. So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was deafer and it went this way. Took a test to become an MC. Shout out to Run DMC. Oh, man. The next card after Temperance is the Devil. Ooh. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Did he just... Mm.
As well as that devil card right there.
Devil card. Devil.
And who does that represent?
Who, the devil?
Which astrological sign?
Well, the devil is Capricorn.
Ruled by
Saturn.
And Saturn,
mythologically, is Kronos.
C-R-O-N-U-S.
The keeper of, the lord of the underground.
Yep.
Not to be mistaken with digital underground. And the Humpty Dance.
Another shout out.
R.I.P. Shock G. And Tupac. Tupac was an early member of Digital Underground. Money B. Shout out to Digital Underground. But the Devil. During the soul's journey, man must learn to use his powers correctly. He can choose to use them for material gain or in a manner which will increase his spiritual awareness. Temptation will be presented in many forms, but the powerful appeal of evil may always be overcome by reaching out to the higher consciousness. And it said temptation is presented in many forms. Why are two, a male and a female, tied down in, are relationships temptation?
They can't be with the wrong individual.
Evil, overcoming evil. And by the way, I don't know if people actually realize it, but, or, you know, or pay attention, but the people on the lover's card are actually the same two people on this devil card. So we were talking about in a lover's card, choices. Now, with these lovers being tied down here with the devil, could we say they succumb to bad choices? They took the the lower road.
Well, one could say that, but if we look at that devil card, it's really about releasing fear and about freedom. And it's interesting you brought up those two people. If you look around the necks of those two individuals, those chains are not tight. They can easily be removed.
That they can.
So they're actually not captive in that devil. And something interesting that you just said when I asked you, who does that represent? And you said Capricorn ruled by Saturn. If anyone has that tower card, if they want to take a look at the right hand on the palm of the right hand, you will see the symbol for Saturn.
Like in palmistry? Oh.
The symbol is right on the right hand.
Oh, I see it. Now, hey, let me ask you this. I just thought about it, but in a way, on this card, isn't he kind of pointing as above, so below?
Well,
in a way,
the right hand is raised up. That's actually the sign of black magic. With him doing that, as opposed to the Hierophant card, where the hand is raised, but that's a blessing.
Well, yeah, he has. Oh, not just saying it. On the Hierophant, he got two fingers up. He got two fingers, like right here. Matter of fact, I forgot the name of that. They call that this one, that hand sign on the Hierophant. I think it's the same hand sign that the person is making on the Ten of Swords. The person with all them swords in his back, if you look at his hand, he's making that same hand sign on the Ten of Swords. Right? So the devil is Capricorn. Then you got the tower. You got the tower. And it says, often man feels the desire to change his ways, but lacks the strength of will to achieve his spiritual goals. He may wish to break down his ego in his materialistic pursuits, but be prevented from doing so by fear. To find peace and contentment, it sometimes necessary for a man to experience loss, tragedy, before he can find spiritual comfort and strength. And it says, to find peace and contentment is sometimes necessary for a man to experience loss and tragedy. And I know the tower is ruled by Mars, and Mars likes to cut and sever. And so we don't automatically, things that are not working in our best interest and all of that, we don't automatically cut ties with that. And so sometimes we need tower moments to make us or push us to do that shit.
And something affiliated with that tarot card is sudden, unexpected change. Sudden, unexpected change.
Do you think things
seem to be falling apart?
Do you think people need that?
Yes, because that forces you to analyze the weakest choice to tear them down and build something stronger and sturdier in the, from which to build upon. When you realize that,
it's scary to tear down, man.
Because you're starting over, and you've built something, but it's not to your satisfaction, or the output isn't what you intended it to be. And people don't like to start over because you have to demolish the work that you've done. But if you do it correctly the first time, you don't have to. But we live and learn, so sometimes those sudden changes or events occur, and it forces analysis and restructuring or rebuilding things from the bottom up if you do it correctly, and that it would last in a more efficient manner without shaky ground. You don't build something on solid ground, eventually it will tumble and fall.
And you know what came to mind too? Sometimes to tear something down, you know what you have to get? Angry, which is another Mars word.
That's another Mars affiliation, yeah.
Yeah.
Action. Action is another word.
Angry and take action. Yeah.
Which would create change and growth in a positive manner, if that's the objective you're trying to attain, because of self-realization from an event that occurred and made you step back and rebuild. Hopefully better than what you did originally.
Which in steps the next card. In times of the darkest depression, the star radiates the guidance of our higher consciousness. Man can overcome all fear if he follow his light. It is the source of all inner strength and will lead him through the night into the beautiful dawn of supreme understanding. In times of dark depression, the star radiates the guidance of our higher consciousness. You talked about the devil and death and fear. You brought that up. And this talks about, in the star card, it brings up fear. What comes to mind here, it says, man can overcome all fear if he followed this light. And my man, Mr. Mental Reset, always says, we are all stars, so shine like one. And in darkness and your low points, reach for that star energy, which is our essence, the light. The light within. Some say with love and light.
I've heard that a few times.
Have you said that a few times?
I may or may not have said that a couple hundred times also.
But the star is Aquarius. A star is Aquarius. And Aquarius, Aquarius is about being authentically and uniquely yourself, which for you to really resonate and truly be your authentic self, it says, the night is the source of all inner strength, will lead him through the night into the beautiful dawn of supreme understanding. And one of the things I say is, know thyself. Why do I say know thyself? Because once you know thyself and accept yourself and understand yourself, it's much more easier for you to let that star light shine. Aquarius, authenticity, uniquely yourself.
It's interesting you mentioned that previously, that devil card, which is the Capricorn ruled by Saturn, and this is the star, which is Aquarius, ruled by Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And that devil card was talking about it's actually release of fear and freedom of choices to take a better path.
Ooh, freedom is another Aquarius word.
With freedom, you think of optimism, which is, and it could be renewal, which is the star card here, because it's a very calming card looking at that. And you're looking at the flow of that water as well. There's healing affiliated with water. And actually, you have that bright star in the middle there, and you have four stars on the left, three on the right, and that four and three equals seven. And that's symbolic of the seven chakras, actually.
Or the seven archangels, seven vices and seven virtues. Could that be rising, getting over that, them seven vices and seven virtues to rise above and really find your star energy again, your higher consciousness? Astrologically are compatible. They sextile each other, which means they work together. Earth needs water for things to grow out of it. Water needs earth to contain it.
Always interesting when I hear people say the grass is greener on the other side. And I come back with the comment, the grass is greener where you water it.
And somebody, some people don't like people on their grass. Get off my lawn!
Sometimes people just stop over on to their grass so that it's done correctly. Just stop on by. They're told they get off the lawn.
The next card is the moon. Of all the experiences a man must encounter on earthly plane, his final test is faith. When he has passed beyond dependence upon reason and resolves to submit his being to the will of God, then he will truly understand the sustaining power of faith. And the moon is a Pisces. It's ruled by Pisces. It's Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter has to do with wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, Jupiter rules the Sagittarius and Pisces. Sagittarius has to do with philosophy and religion and stuff like that. Pisces has to do more with spirituality and stuff like that. If you look at the house of Pisces, naturally, it rules the 12th. And they say Pisces is the trash can of the zodiac because it has all the other 11 signs in it. It's the ending. Right? Pisces is the transition coming out of death back into new life, coming from winter and back into spring, with Aries going into Aries, which is the Lamb or Land of God. Talks about faith. Pisces has to do with faith. Or lack thereof. Pisces has to do with boundaries or lack thereof.
And that moon card, representative of hidden thoughts, feelings, or fears. And when you're looking at that, you see the wolf there, which is untamed, and then the dog is tamed, being illustrative of the adaption of life with man.
I didn't notice that, but they got two columns on the card. What's the two columns?
Yes, in the background, when you go up that path there, you'll see that there's towers there that man has erected to protect himself from that environment, and the moon leads him along that path past the towers to the final heights of attainment if the person is okay with being guided by the reflective light and listen to the voice of the subconscious, which is up above, looking down. As you look and you see that face there. And those falling drops are yods, Y-O-D-S, which represent the descent of the life force from above into material existence. That's what's falling below that moon.
And again, like I said, this sign, this is Pisces, and I know how much you love Pisces.
On to the next card, I believe.
The next card is the Sun. After the soul has undergone the trials of faith, the bonds that tie it to earthly plane are severed, and man can know true liberation and attainment. The knowledge of the true nature of his being and the part he is playing in the universal plan brings him the glorious reward of union with God within himself. You know, I find that the sun is the sun. I mean, that should be self-explanatory. And the sun is everything. And, you know, astrology, the science of astrology is actually the art of astrology, however you want to. It's really all centered around the movement of the sun and its relationship to the aspect of the other planets moving around. Some people may not know, if you never really had a reading from me and all that. You know, I call it on my shirt, I am astrology reading. That's why. And I also say, know thyself and balance your energy. A lot of people may not know that when I do a chart, after I finish doing that reading, I say that, hey, I just introduced you to yourself. But they may not realize that at that moment when I introduce them to themselves, I'm actually introducing them to God. And maybe people don't really realize why I keep saying know thyself, know thyself, know thyself. Because once you know thyself, you're going to find out something about yourself. Which goes to this card. And it's that last sentence. The reward of union with God within himself. Some say astrologically the sun in a position of itself points to your purpose of being born. What was the plan? It says too, right here, the bonds that tie it to the earthly plane are severed, and man can know true liberation attainment, the knowledge of the true nature of being and the part that he's playing in the universal plan, right? The universal plan, or the purpose in which you was born and came down here in the first place. You just wasn't thrown down here.
Looking at that card, for anyone that has the tarot deck with that sun card there, you see the child riding on the white horse with the red banner, and that horse is illustrative of solar energy, which the child now controls without a saddle or a bridle on that horse, because it represents perfect control between the conscious and the unconscious. And that red banner signifies action, as do the rays of the sun that are emitted, which is different from the quiet, reflected light of the moon. And the child carries that banner in the left hand to indicate the control has now passed from the conscious right hand into the subconscious left hand.
Could that be taken as left brain, right brain? Just a thought when you said that. That came to mind.
Yes, it could. That's a deep discussion, but yes, it could be.
That came to mind when you said that.
Also interesting, if you look at the wall behind that horse and that child on that card there, you see that that's a cultivated garden that's man-made, which is left behind him, behind the child and the horse. Now, if you pay closer attention, you'll see that there are four sunflowers, three on the left and then one on the right of that card, looking toward the child and that horse for full development, instead of looking up towards the sun. And those four sunflowers represent the four elements of air, earth, fire, and water.
Well, if I think about it and look at it, the sunflowers are facing them, and the sun facing them, and the horse is kind of like giving a side eye to it. Why do you think it's a child?
Indicates that there is no longer a need to hide anything. Because that fool or child has gained spiritual victory over the lower aspects of nature, about achievements and success and completed studies and liberation. It's a really good card, very powerful card that comes up and resonates. But you look at all those different aspects, like pointing out there's a lot going on in that card than meets the eye originally.
And as you said all that, well, first thought when I asked you that question, I had one thing in my mind, and as you said all of that, I came with another thing. Why is it a child? I was going to say, just to keep it simple,
We all a child of God. But then to keep it even more simple, to go deeper, to piggyback off of what you said, it all goes back to the healing of the inner child.
Deep introspective analysis. If I recollect correctly, about 10 minutes ago, you said, know thyself.
Yeah. And then...
which involves going back to the beginning.
Of when you was created in the first place?
And
Wait. Created in the first place before we was, when you was the fool coming down to get control of the elements?
Exactly. You see that link back to that zero card, the fool card at the very beginning.
Yeah, and then... what's the next card? After all of this happens, I guess it's time to go get judged.
Some people might get triggered.
Oh, judgment. Man can now see the divine purpose through his own higher consciousness. He leaves behind all that once meant security to him and redirects his life and all his energy toward the glory of God. Life now has meaning for him, and man realizes why he is here. He looks at life with renewed hope and prayer. So after you go through all of that, heal yourself, find your inner child, reconnect with your higher consciousness, know thyself and all of that, at that point, instead of thinking about you're being judged, could I say you may have better judgment on going forward on this earthly plane and disconnect from all the, you know, doesn't serve you and creates a hell on earth?
Yes, because that judgment card.
By the way, judgment is, astrologically speaking, judgment is Pluto. And Pluto is about death and regeneration.
Yep. Change, growth, rebuilding, and release. And that judgment card represents Pluto. And it's a card that ties together your past and your future, and it makes you analyze and review and reflect your decisions and your actions to ensure they're in line with where you want to go, which coincides with what you just said.
You know, you just used the word past. Now, there's different schools of astrology, and in evolutionary astrology, they look at Pluto as the soul. And if I take their stance of Pluto as the soul and put it to this judgment card, any thoughts come up to mind then? And then you just said the past. And in evolutionary astrology, they believe of, reincarnation, and we've been here many times before. And so if I take their stance as Pluto being a soul, there is a judgment of the soul before you come back on, hey, what you supposed to be doing, you know, next time? Did you learn your lesson? Do you have to come and repeat it? You know?
Soul lessons. soul lessons is what comes to mind when you talk about evolutionary astrology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soul lessons is what the two words that came to mind when you said that.
Yeah. So could this judgment card represent, hey, as a soul, as a fool, you was coming down here to be born. Your son, your soul, or your consciousness had a purpose. Did you come down and do it? Did you go through the plan? Did you create, you know, liberate yourself? Did you, let's just say you was born to learn love. Did you learn it as a soul?
Were you awakened? Were you enlightened? Do you feel renewed?
Ooh. Was you transformed? Pluto.
Which is like a metamorphosis.
The caterpillar into a butterfly.
The involvement. Yep.
The tadpole into a frog. Waiting for the princess to come along and kiss you.
They just have to be themselves and the females come up to kiss them.
And the very last card is the World card. I find it interesting that it's the World card. And the World card is Saturn. And Saturn is the Saturn was seen as Hades. Hades stands at the gates of hell. Saturn is the last visible planet. Saturn, if you take the U and the R out of Saturn, you have Satan. Saturn rules Capricorn, which is the devil card, and Aquarius, which is the star. Could Saturn ever actually represent, or Saturn, Satan, the fallen angel? That's trying to get back to the star, Aquarius. All right. The soul goes on and on, gathering experience after experience within God's universal plan. One experience gives birth to another throughout the eternal cycle of life and death. Existence is continuous, ever-changing but never ending, as the soul of man passes from one form to another. Each life he lives is only a glimpse into eternity, a chance for him to refocus and refine his ideals towards God's will. Each time, fear and indecision must be overcome so that the soul can take on one more step upward on the journey back to its eternal source. And in so doing, realize that it is part of God, an immortal manifestation of God's unlimited love. Which goes back to a podcast I had, it was early, I think it was called I Believe, and in that I said that God is pure love energy. It said God's unlimited love. So you're gonna be judged, and then we're gonna, you know, it says the soul to take on one more step. Hey, we're going to judge. How did you do with the four elements?
I was going to say, taking a look at that card there.
That looked like somebody in the mirror.
The four corners there represent the four elements of air, fire, water, and earth. And they've been balanced. And they become the cornerstones of life. And you can check out the Wheel of Fortune. Fortune card.
Yeah.
Which has those four on the corners as well, as you pointed out earlier. And if you look at the legs of the woman on this world card, you see that they form a cross. Also,
sure do.
The legs of the hanged man do as well.
Yes, they do.
The triangle that's represented with the hanged man was under the cross, signifying in that he was still bound by earth. And here, with the world card, that triangle is formed pointing upward. So it surmounts the cross of the material world.
Hence, and the cycle continues. Yes, back to the fool.
It's that world card also, it's about attaining, it's the merging of the self-conscious and the subconscious. And the blending of the two with the superconscious, which is the final state of the cosmic consciousness. So it's really about completion, success, and triumph from all the undertakings. And if you go all the way back to that full card in the beginning, it's the journey to get all the way here to this end card.
And what does
all of these 22 cards represent? The major arcana, 12 of them are the zodiac astrological signs, the other 10 are the planets. And then after these 22 cards, when you continue on in that tarot deck, you go into 56 more cards broken up into four suits of 13 cards each.
Mm.
With the wands and the cups and the pentacles and the swords. And then that's trials and tribulations throughout life that you go through with moving on after this.
No, I said this world card is Saturn.
Yes.
Saturn is Father Time.
Time, Father Time, yeah.
And what is this journey of the fool? What is it going to take?
Time, a lifetime.
And hopefully during this lifetime, Saturn also represents the wise old sage, the wise old, you know, the wisdom, the you know, the stability. Hopefully you got stability, learning the stability through this journey of the fool.
Journey. That's the exact word, journey of the fool. And that's exactly what it's illustrative of those 22 cards we just went through. The journey that you take through life, through these major
chapters,
mile markers, chapters, or chapters would be, yeah, or milestones, mile markers, or milestones, mile markers could be, or milestones, either, or because with the journey, you're traveling, so there's mile markers where things occurred, or milestones where things that you've achieved. So it can be viewed in either way.
So in some
journey through all this.
So in some form or fashion, every soul is going to take this journey.
They definitely do.
Now the question is, for everybody who, anybody who watches this, where are you currently at on this journey as a soul? Oh,
are you self-aware? Are you able to hold yourself accountable for choices that you made? Are you able to let go, to detach from incidents that you have been subjected to?
Are you still that same old angry, ornery, SOB that you was a few years ago, years ago? Or have
because
you?
Because people hold on to the grudges.
Have you transformed in a way?
See how we're hitting all the different cards with things, with the journey that you're going through. Are you able, go back to that hermit, are you able to reflect, introspective analysis, to be calm, to be still, to be silent, to be able to meditate, to be able to go within yourself and reflect on your life and your journey? Do you have strength, the card before that hermit, where you can draw internally on things when there's tough obstacles in front of you, and that you have the ability to overcome them and stay positive moving forward? Do you believe in justice? Are things balanced? These are all pivotal points and questions that you have to ask yourself as you go through these cards or these points in your life to grow and evolve as a person instead of stagnating or being weighed down from trauma, or you were dealt a bad hand, or things just didn't work out. Your mindset
or would you say victim mentality?
Yes, definitely. My mentor said something to me that I've never forgotten. She said it to me 10 years ago.
All right.
Always the victim, never the victor. Always the victim, never the victor. It wasn't in relation to me. She's way well past me. About that mentality with other people. And I have seen that illustrated numerous times and be able to say that to people to have them wake up and change their own mindset. Change comes from within. If I force you to change, it's going to create a feeling of resentment and anger because it wasn't free-flowing, because you didn't do it on your own time, at your own pace. But if you do it, if it's naturally occurring because you self-reflected and you were able to focus on things in your life or yourself, characteristics or your moral compass that needed to be adjusted or improved, and you do it because you want to raise yourself, then it's a feeling of self-satisfaction and gratification from within because you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, you wanted to.
Keep talking.
Not because you had to. And when a lot of people have things forced upon them, it makes them feel some sort of way. But if it flows naturally, then there's that feeling of success and accomplishment, and that they made the necessary changes to better themselves and raise themselves to another level in their life or in their environment, or maybe even their friend circle, because they decided to sever from those who do not serve them, as well as that which does not serve you, which puts you in a better space. Something that I say to people, and I wish people would remember, the company you keep is a reflection of yourself. And that really speaks volumes. Like, positively or negatively, that choice is up to you.
Mm-hmm. You got any last things to say about this journey of the fool?
The saying patience is a virtue really resonates profoundly, because you have to exercise that to accomplish things properly. And a lot of people lack self-awareness, which by default makes them lack accountability. And you really have to be self-aware and self-accountable to be able to stand in your own truth, to be able to know yourself. yourself and to be able to balance your energy.
I probably would say the more you embrace and accept the journey, and not be up there, I don't wanna go. I don't wanna walk. It's too far. The more you just go ahead and accept what is. Hey, this is what it is. The easier your life would probably be. You know? I'm not saying things won't happen, but your ability to handle and maintain when things do happen would be go a little easier and smoother. So, with that being said, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. You know, I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.